You're listening to episode 25 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, and I have with me my wonderful, beautiful wife. As I jam the microphone into your face.
Olivia.
Okay, so for those who are new to the podcast, this is a family one-on-one discussion where Olivia is going to ask me a candid question. I give a candid response, and then we get to flip the unscript and ask. I get to ask her a question. She has no idea what the question is, just as I have no idea what her question is for me. The neat thing about this podcast is that you are listening to the full raw recording. There are no edits, no scripts whatsoever. Now, before we dive into the questions, just have a few announcements to make, and then we'll dive right in. That sound cool to you?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. So the number one announcement I wanted to make was that I did a promotion in July for Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight. It was my first ebook I'd ever written. It was about my weight loss in 2013, where I lost actually 56 pounds over 6 months. And I've held that for the most part since I think I put 5 back on. But I've maintained that. I didn't revert totally back to the way I was before 2013. But I did a promotion back in July. It was a free giveaway of my ebook on Amazon Kindle. And I'm happy to say that over 1,100 copies were downloaded during that free promotion. And it went global. So there were people who downloaded the book from Germany, from England, Japan. I had somebody download my ebook in Japan. So thank you, whoever you are. You know who you are. And I hope it's helping everybody out who's downloaded the ebook. And it's really helped the sales kick up of that ebook as well. Strength Revisited is my ebook I wrote based on my TEDx Corpus Christi talk from November 2013, exploring how we overemphasize the importance of strength in manhood. It's available as a free download. So go to therealjerrydugan.com and download your free copy if you haven't done so already. And one final announcement, and then we'll dive right in. And that is Weekend to Remember Marriage Getaway, offered by Family Life, is coming to Corpus Christi May 29th through the 31st of 2015. And right now, for the next couple of weeks, they are offering a buy one, get one free offer. So you can save roughly $150, give or take a few dollars, per couple. Now, you just go to familylife.com/weekend, pick your venue, and use group name Corpus Christi, and you'll get that buy one, get one free offer. And that's going for the next couple of weeks. I think it ends September 9th or 10th. I'll put the details on the show notes. Now, if you missed that BOGO offer, that's okay. You can always just use the group name Corpus Christi, two words. And are you laughing at my hand gestures?
No, you said BOGO.
BOGO. Road.
This is really funny.
That one's for Auntie there. Road and BOGO. Minnesota. Not even from Minnesota. But anyway, so if you missed the BOGO, that's okay. You can always use the group name Corpus Christi, two words, at familylife.com/weekend, and you'll get at least $100 off per couple registration. All right. Those are my announcements. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. It's your turn to ask the question.
Okay. Today is the first day of school, and Jacob and Emma just started New Year's as a sixth grader for Emma and an eighth grader for Jacob. And we both got to go down to the school today and take them to their places where they pick their schedules up. And I was just wondering what you thought of the difference between Jacob's drop-off and Emma's drop-off. Jacob being a seasoned veteran of middle school and Emma being a brand new little baby at middle school.
Oh, man. Gosh, first I was glad I was able to go and drop off our kids for the first day of school. I think I missed really the first 2 years of Jacob going to middle school. And so it was really interesting. I mean, he walked with us. He was a little embarrassed that somebody was taking lots of pictures.
I did that on purpose because I knew he was going to laugh at me. And then he'd turn around and be like, "Mom," which he did. And I got a really, really good picture of him.
Yes, you did.
So that was on purpose.
And it's hard to get that kid to take a good picture. I mean, he's always making faces. He's making groaning faces. I mean, it's hard to catch that kid with a good smile on his face. And he smiles all the time. Just once he sees a camera, that's it. He comes up with some other face. So it was really neat. You took enough pictures where you got, I think, two genuine smiles out of him.
Yep.
So it's almost like Bigfoot. You know, like, we had a sighting. Take a picture quick. Because those are few and far between to actually capture his handsome smile on camera. But his drop-off was, I guess, typical of middle school. I mean, once we got into the general population of the campus, he said bye to us. He was very nice, pleasant, loving. But it was almost like as soon as he said bye to us and I love you, he was like, peace. And he took off to his friends and started talking to a bunch of girls, you said.
Yeah.
I didn't even see where he went. I just know he disappeared on us.
Well, it wasn't a bunch. There were two, but...
Yeah. So he...
Probably more than you talked to your first day of eighth grade.
Yeah. 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 And I'm really surprised by that. Yeah. Girls talk to Jacob and...
But he's so cute.
Yeah. And girls laughed at me when I was in middle school.
Did you see your hair? You should put that in the show notes.
Did I see my hair? I combed my hair.
Or didn't comb.
Well, that was junior or sophomore year.
Just kidding.
When I had the mullet.
I wasn't that cute either. I wore one-piece bodysuits and my bangs were in a big wave.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I used to look like that kid from the Munsters. What was his name? Eddie Munster.
Oh.
I would slick my hair back with enough gel that my hair was actually bulletproof. So no surprise, girls didn't really talk to me much in middle school. He was growing up about it. He said bye, I love you, and then he was off on his own after that. I did love that he offered to show Emma around because he didn't realize we were going to get down and walk with her, with Emma to class. And Emma was so cute. Like she held our hands because she holds her hands when she gets nervous. And I mean, she waited all summer to go to middle school. And here we are, first day of school. It was like the closer we got to the start of school, you could see her like curling. Well, how did you say it? Curling her lips around her teeth.
That's what she does.
And so she was getting more and more nervous and she was gripping her hands tighter and tighter. And I just thought, wow, that's so cute. Like she's our grown up middle school girl, but she's still our baby girl. And we, you know, got to show her around campus a little bit. So she was familiar with her schedule. We got there early enough that we were able to just spend that time with her.
And we bypassed that crazy traffic.
Yes, we did. I'm glad you knew about that second route. I don't know. It's something unique about Corpus Christi. Like everybody takes the same road at the same time and no one really thinks like, gosh, you know, there might be three or four different ways to get to the spot. Nope. We all just go the same way at the same time. Oh, that's our dog barking to come back into the house. So Olivia's going to get on up. So anyway, I just thought that it was really neat that Emma, she held our hands. She was still our little baby girl for a little bit longer. And I got really sad when it was time to let her go into her classroom. And her teacher, Miss Via, didn't help matters when she asked us, are you guys going to be okay? Like, it wasn't even, is Emma going to be okay? She looked at Olivia specifically, because I guess she saw it on your face.
I had tears in my eyes.
And she asked you if you were going to be okay, and you almost lost it.
Yeah.
And then I almost lost it. Like, that was my baby girl in there. You better take care of her. And so, and then somewhere on campus was our son just living the middle school high life. So that was my impression of the first day. How did it go for you?
I was really sad. I've always hated the end of summer, the beginning of school, because it means that our children are a year older and those fun summer lazy days are gone. And I've really enjoyed Jacob and Emma this summer because last summer was a little different. Jacob kind of just played video games the whole time and kind of stuck to himself, but... You know, this year he was silly and he would come and bother me and it did get on my nerves, but I enjoy that, the fact that he likes to still spend time with me and cuddle with me. And so I just really hate the first weeks of school while we're all getting used to this new routine. I wish I could keep them here.
Yeah. You could always homeschool.
I could. Except Jacob says he doesn't want to be homeschooled because he wants to be with his friends.
Yeah, he's been integrated into the social fabric of middle school.
Yeah, so I wouldn't make him, if I did decide to homeschool Emma, I would let Jacob stay because I think he would be sad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't homeschool them past 18. We can't homeschool them for college.
What if we somehow became accredited universities?
I guess they could go to online university, but, you know, eventually you do have to let them go.
So yes.
It's just, you know, another lesson on how to do that.
We were talking about that after we dropped them off, that, you know, it's amazing we dedicate 18 years of our lives to each child just so we can release them into the world. You know, it's amazing. It's not a waste of time either. It's like, wow, you know, we put all this into them and eventually we just need to let them go and be themselves. And and then spoil their grandkids when they make some grandkids for us. That day is coming.
Poor Kim is really living that right now, as she dropped Kyle off yesterday. Yeah. And she said they won't see him till maybe October, but, you know, at the very most, Thanksgiving. And that's a long time to not see your baby that you see every single day.
Yeah. I wonder how quickly the brothers went after his room now. Like, that's mine. Because I know when I left for college, my brother Jimmy, he laid stake to, actually, he was laying claim to the entire room. We shared a bedroom. We had a two-bedroom apartment. And he was laying claim to the entire room before I even left for college. I was like, dude, I'm still here. Like,
what was he saying?
Well, he like dismantled my bed one day.
And I'm like, and you're still,
I was like, for real, guy? Yeah. So you know, by then I just didn't want to fight it. And I was just like, oh, I'll just sleep on the couch because he's annoying anyway. He stays up all night. Terrible, terrible roommate. So in college, I was fortunate I didn't have a roommate like my brother because I enjoy sleeping. And he enjoyed staying up till 4 or 5 in the morning, listening to music, watching TV, and playing video games. Oh, your nails. Okay. So, yeah. I'm glad we got to see our kids on the first day of school.
Yeah.
And I got to be there with you. And we got Cancun for breakfast. Yeah. My favorite Mexican restaurant.
And his Cancun boyfriend was there working the drive-thru, and Jerry made his order, and Raul said, Yeti?
He doesn't say Jerry. He says Yeti. And there's something that it just tells me. Shows me how unique my order is and how I don't really deviate from what I order. Because the moment I ordered my taco and the refried beans, he was like, Yeti? I was like, yes, Raul, how are you? And so I love it that it's like my version of Cheers, like where everybody knows my name, or at least they know my order.
Then they sort of know your name.
Yeah, if they know my name because of my order. I think that's so cool.
But to them, your name is Yeti.
Yeti. Yeah. Oops, sorry. It sounds like Yeti. So
yeah, that was funny. Yeti?
Yeti?
Is that you?
All right. You ready for your question? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I mentioned during the announcements that Weekend to Remember Family Life is offering a buy one, get one free promo between August 25th through, I think, September 10th or 11th. Again, I'll have those details in the show notes. But my question for you is, what are 3 ways that you've seen our marriage blessed and strengthened by going to Weekend to Remember? And why should other married couples attend a Weekend to Remember?
That's 4 questions.
That is really 2 questions. What are 3 ways you've seen? So
that's 3 answers.
One answer with 3 parts and one question with 2 parts.
That's 5.
That is not.
5 answers. Oh my gosh.
You know, if we retained a lawyer for the show, we would consult that lawyer right now.
Eric.
But oh yeah, Eric, you've always wanted to do some free work for us. Here's your chance. So what are 3 ways you've seen Weekend to Remember strengthen our marriage? And why should other married couples attend a Weekend to Remember getaway?
One way is we've learned how to communicate and fight fair is what they say, right?
Fight fairly, yeah.
Yeah. Just it's not all, it's not 50-50 in a marriage. It's 100-100. And so it's taught us how to not live so selfishly, I guess. You give 100% all the time and not just 50%. So we each put our best into the marriage. And communication, and like I said, fight fairly. You know, you have to learn how to, or they teach you how to learn what best works for you and your spouse as far as like arguments, disagreements, discussions. And so that's helped us. And it's nice to get away for a weekend, even though I kind of struggle with that because I like being with our babies.
Yeah.
But it is nice to get away for a weekend, especially when it's out of town, like in San Antonio or Houston, I guess now. Right. Because those are the only places. There's no Austin anymore, right?
This year there was no Weekend to Remember in Austin, mostly because the hotels in the Austin area are in high demand because of the Eagle Ford Shale development. And because there's no Austin event this year, we get a Corpus Christi event in 2015. We actually got to take their funds to have an event of our own.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just getting away, learning how to communicate, and giving
100-100.
Yeah, 100% of both of your efforts all the time, not just 50-50. And people should attend because they'll learn the same things, even if your marriage is not, because our marriage was never in jeopardy, or we weren't on the brink of divorce or separation or anything, but we just went for that yearly tune-up. And a lot of people think that you have to go because your marriage is failing, your marriage is in trouble, but we go just to keep it strengthened and renew our learnings every year, even though it's been a couple of years now, but we've been to like 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
So
so we didn't just go one time. We've gone to multiple Weekend Remembers. We've worked multiple Weekend Remember events here in Corpus Christi. We've also attended Art of Marriage video events. We've hosted some. We've attended a couple. We're really big believers on fine-tuning, retuning, re-engaging in our marriage.
You just make me go.
You made me go first.
I'm kidding.
First one we went to, like, I remember in 2006, you asked if we could go. And I'm like, no, we don't need to go. That's only something that people who are failing in their marriage need to go to. We don't need that. And then in 2007, you asked again. And you don't remember saying this, but I had just finished, like, giving you all my laundry list of excuses. And you walked out of the room and you, like, said under your breath, like, you'd be a stud if you took me. And I remember hearing that. I'm like, all right, so where do we sign up?
I don't remember
saying it, but it's one of those rare moments where you just kind of blurted it out. Like, you really wanted to go to this thing. And I had just disappointed you for the second year in a row. But when you had said that, I'm like, you know what? If I go for any reason, it's to impress her. So let's impress her. And I went, and you would have thought it was my idea, because I was like writing notes left and right. I'm like, oh, this is great stuff. I can't believe I never knew this. Oh, that's what the headship's all about. And, the guide talk session, like they had the women on the last day, they had the women in one session separate from the men. And the guy-to-guide talk was just phenomenal. I mean, putting things like fatherhood into perspective, headship into perspective, big eye-openers for me. And I came out rejuvenated, almost like with a purpose in our marriage, that, you know, we were in this, you know, 100-100. You know, I hear so many people say, well, I did my part. She's not doing her part. It's like, well, if you're demanding she do her part, then you're not really all in. You're just doing enough to get what you want out of the other person. And you're not really fully committed to that relationship at that point. And then when it comes to arguments, you know, I get guys who come up to me all the time trying to drag me into their marriage arguments to make their case for them. And I had one friend in particular, he'd call me up and he'd present an argument to me and wanting to know my opinion. And I could already tell by the way he was talking, he was only giving one, his side of the story. And two, he was really fishing for me to say, yes, I agree with you. And he would always be dumbfounded when I'd ask him in return, well, did you talk to your wife about this? And he'd say, well, yeah, we have. And then I'd ask him the follow-up question, well, what does she have to say about it? And then there would be that pause, like, oh, crud. Well, she doesn't agree with me. And then my response would be like, well, why does she not agree with you? And you know, you got to value that. You got to respect that. She doesn't understand that for a reason. And I, you know, and it's wisdom from our own marriage. Like, you know, how many times did you tell me you had a bad feeling about something and I blew it off? And lo and behold, 6 months later or 6 years later, I'm coming up to you saying, you were right.
That was a bad idea.
You know, case in point, my real estate career. You know, like, you're like, nope, I have a bad feeling about this. And 6 years later, I'm like, you know, I don't think real estate's for me. And then I realized, oh, you said that 6 years ago. Or, you know, hey, I've got a bad feeling about that person. You should not hang out with that person. And sure enough, 6 months later, you know, find out that, you know, everything that you had a bad feeling about, you know, I finally saw it for myself. And so I learned early, you know, not early on, I'd say 6 years ago, you know, when it comes to communication and trust, listening to what your partner has to say is huge. And that came from, you know, learning to fight fair, that, you know, it's not about winning the argument, but winning in their marriage relationship. You know, what's the point of winning your arguments if all it does is cost you the relationship you have with your spouse? And I think that was a huge lesson we learned. And then just the getaway, like the last Weekend to Remember we went to.
You're answering my question.
I know, like, I'm sharing my side of our story. And I was just going to share that the last Weekend to Remember we attended was in San Antonio. Like, how much of that did we actually sit down in a chair and listen to?
Not that much.
Sorry, Glenn, who sent us to that one.
That's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, Pastor Bill Cornelius of Church Unlimited, you know, the new church name, of Bay Area Fellowship, he even says, you know, every year you need to have two vacations, one vacation with your kids, one vacation away from your kids. And in a way, these weekend to remember getaways are that vacation from the kids. And I remember that last weekend to remember in San Antonio, we probably skipped half of it. You know, at least most of that Saturday, we're like, hey, wait, we know all this stuff. Let's do our projects and then let's go shopping. Let's go to lunch. Let's, you know, go to the wax museum, that kind of thing.
No, Ripley, Believe It or Not, was cool.
We
did go to the wax museum, but
Kind of blew through that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Ripley's, that was pretty cool. We spent probably half the day just in the Titanic section. Yeah. Yeah. And I at that moment realized, wow, she is serious when she says she's just amazed and enthralled by the story of the Titanic. So
20 minutes?
20 minutes, yes. is that a little bit too long for you?
That is,
yeah. Okay. Well, do you have anything else you want to say before we sign off?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for listening with us for the last 21 minutes. Keep an ear out for episode 26, where Emma and I return to talk about, I have no idea what.
Probably middle school.
Probably middle school. Oh, that's a good idea, because that would have been her first week in middle school. Hey, great. If you have any questions, email them to us at jerrysdugan@gmail.com or leave a comment on this post on my blog at therealjerrydugan.com. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.